Today's Shir is Masechet Menachos Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin on Daf Ayin Beis of an Aleph, the second line. We learned in the Mishnah Kaitzer Bnei and the Tiyos, Bnei Beis Avol, Bnei Beis Medrash. These are all reasons, circumstances that the Mishnah gave why we're allowed to cut the grain before the second day of Pesach. Asma Mai Tama, what is the reason that we're allowed to do so? Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Omer Reishis Ktzirchem, Amar Achmona, we're allowed to cut when it's for our own purposes. When we're cutting for our own purposes, we may not cut until the Omer is cut. However, when it's a Tzir Mitzvah, then we're allowed to cut. So Rashi points out that that's why we understand that we're allowed to cut because of Avelis, because we want to have, as we discussed, a place to that the Avelim should be able to gather after the Levaya. Bnei Beis HaMidrash is also the same reason, that we want to have a place where they could learn to have a big open area. But what about Bnei Natiyas? What's the mitzvah over there? Because we have these young Natiyas that may get rude. So Rashi says, a different explanation when we speak about Bnei Natiyas. He says that since these are type of grain that can be used for the Omer, when is there an issa to cut only in a place where that grain could potentially be used? But since this grain cannot be potentially used, there is no concern, and that's why we're allowed to cut it. Another explanation the Rashi offers is that the concern here is klayim, that these natiyas are klayim, so we're cutting them to uproot the klayim. Since we're cutting it to because of uprooting the klayim, that's why it's mutter. The Sfas Emes explains that what the Torah is telling us is that ketzirchem, only when you're cutting for your own personal need, is the halacha that it's mutter. But when otherwise, when it's not for that reason, that's why it's permitted to be cut. The Chazon Yecheskel says that it's when we speak about a case of mitzvah that we're allowed to cut. He says that since it's a ktsir mitzvah, it takes away the isra of ktsirchem. The Torah said ktsirchem, but what the Torah means to say, that under those circumstances, it's not a violation of ketzirchem. But we said in the Mishnah that when we're cutting under these circumstances, taught us the Mishnah, v'lo yasal krichos, we're not allowed to take that grain and we cut and make it into bundles. Not that I tie them into bundles, menichem tzvasim, just leave them on the field. My time, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, the kam dev shloi tachinam. And the way I saw that the Karenayr explains the Gemara. The Ktsira is really Asur. Here there are circumstances, as we've been learning, that make it mutter. But people, when they see cutting, don't realize that those are the circumstances. And because people are not aware of those are the circumstances, we have to create an environment that people will realize that we're cutting because we have every right to cut, and not because we're doing something that's not supposed to be done. We learned further in the Mishnah, mitzvah ha'imer l'havi afil min ha'koma. The mitzvah dam is to bring from the standing grain. Tana banan, the pasuk says, v'mtakrav michas bikurim, says the pasuk, v'mtakrav michas kapurim, matam alaymer. What does the pasuk mean to say? It says, v'mtakrav fish mitzvah ha'imer l'havi min ha'koma. Since the Torah says that we should bring the ha'imer from the standing attached grain. How do we know if we're able to find that? We could bring from grain that's detached. Another limit here is takrif. As we learned that you have to bring from moist grain. Teaches us the braisa. How do we know if you didn't find from moist grain? You could bring even from grain that's dry, tamalimer, that's what the Torah tells us, takriv, use it no matter what. Davacha takriv, says the Brisa, l'fisha mitzvasoi liktsa b'layla, the mitzvah is to cut by night, and the reason, as Rashi explains, is because the Torah HaKadosh says, sheva shabbos is tamimais tiyana, 7 full weeks. How do we accomplish 7 full weeks? We start cutting at the beginning of the 7th week at night. Menayim shem niktsa b'yom kosher. How do we know that if it's cut by day, it's going to be acceptable? Udoicha Shabbos, and even if it's already by day, but it's Shabbos that we're allowed to cut. Tamalimer, that's what the pasuk says, takrif. So the Kohen Nora asked the obvious question. We just learned that you could bring from the Omrim, from piles of grain. So that clearly is something that was cut by day. So we already know that cutting by day is acceptable. Why do we have to have this limud? Says the Karen Ira, that if we only had the limud that we had before, we would know that if it was cut by day before the 16th of Nisan, it's acceptable. But how do we know that if it was cut on the 16th of Nisan by day, that means after the night where it was supposed to be cut, how do we know that that is acceptable? Because there's a real concern that maybe it's already too late. And as we said a moment ago, you will therefore have a lack of Sheva Shabbos Tamimais. Text teaches us the Brisa that even if you cut it the 16th by day, it's acceptable. Takrim Yikom Akrim teaches us the word Takrim Koshu. You could take it even from the Omrim. Takrim Yikom Akrim, you could cut even from a place that is not near Yerushalayim. And from here, the Mefarshim point out that we learned earlier that there are two reasons why we should cut near Yerushalayim. One reason is because Eim Avir Ma'al HaMitzvos, that we want to be able to cut it from the place closest to Yerushalayim. And the other reason we learned was because it should be moist. From here we see clearly, they explain, that the real concern is that it should be moist. And what we're learning here is that if it's done, if it's not moist, it's still acceptable. Takriv, and another halacha we learn from here is takriv afilu b'tumah, that we could bring it even if it's tumay. So Tosfos points out there's a machloikis in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Rabbi Elazar de Mila. The Gemara over there speaks about that one, of course, is allowed to make a bris meal on Shabbos if that's the 8th day. But there are parts that are involved that could have been done before Shabbos, preparing the equipment you need for the meal, the bringing it to the place where the bris is taking place. And there's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar of Akiva, when the halacha says you could do whatever you need to do, what does that include? Does that include just the actual mila, or even the machshiri mila? Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that only, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is only the actual mila. Anything that could have been done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. So according to that, we have to understand this Gemara that we just learned in light of that machlokes. If the halacha is that you could cut the omer from before Erev, you could cut the Omer before, so that means why would you have a right to do it on Shabbos? Isn't then, according to Rabbi Kiva, didn't Rabbi Kiva say that anything that Efshel Asoysim Esmael, anything that can be done before cannot be done on Shabbos? So if it was, why is it Mutter? And the interesting thing to point out is that the Rambam says that Omer that was cut before is valid. He still says that the Omer should be cut on Shabbos. So we need to understand the Rambam's opinion. If this is something that could Efshel Asoysim Esmael, why are we allowed to do it on Shabbos? Says the Sfas Emes that the Rambam is of the opinion that although, as we're learning, an Omer that was harvested prior to the 16th of Nisan is valid, that doesn't mean that he fulfilled the mitzvah of Ketzir Saimer. The way I understand what the Sfas Emes means to say is that there are two halachas. There's halacha of Ktsiris Oimer, and there's halacha that we have to have Oimer with which to bring the carbon. And what we're learning from here is that, yes, if the Oimer was cut before the 16th of Nisan, we have Oimer with which to fulfill the mitzvah of Hakravas Oimer. But that does not give us the mitzvah of Ktsiris Oimer. And the mitzvah of Ktsiris Oimer can only be done on the 16th of Nisan. And that's why, even though we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, that anything that can be done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos, this is not included in that category, because the mitzvah of Ktsiris Oimer is only on the 16th of Nisan. So says the Gemara, Niktzav Yom Kasher, asked the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Megillah points out, Kol Alayla Kasher Ktsiris Oimer, we could cut the Oimer all night of the 16th of Nisan. The mitzvah is Lahak the Chalav Vaivarim, kabanas that were brought by day, can be burnt all night. And then the Mishnah says a rule, Zeklal, Davashem Mitzvasi B'yoim, anything that is the mitzvahs to do by day, the loch is kosher kol hayoyim. Davashem Mitzvasi B'layla, anything that's supposed to be done by night, kosher kol hayoyim. But points out the Gemara, Laila dum deyoyim. What the Mishnah speaks about things that are supposed to be done by day and things that are supposed to be done by night. So says the Gemara, Ma deyoyim B'layla loy. Just like whatever the Torah says is supposed to be done by day may not be done by night. The Torah specifies it should be done by day. Doesn't that also mean after Laila B'yoyim Namiloy? So that's the case. When the Torah HaKadosh talks about the mitzvah Omer, and the Torah HaKadosh, as we have been learning, has said that it should be done by day, by night, how can we suggest, as the Mishnah said, that Niktzav B'yoyim is kosher? Answer the Gemara Marav Eloi Kasha. The way to understand this is this. Ha, Rebbe, the Mishnah that says that if you did the Ktsir Sayyim B'yoyim, it's kosher, follows the opinion of Rebbe. For ha, the Mishnah that we just quoted in Masechta Megillah, which indicates that you cannot be, that you can't do it by day, ha, that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Elazar of Shimon. The Tanya, Haya Oimid, if the Kohen, it was Shisha Asr B'Nissan, the second day of Pesach, or Makriv Michas Oimer, and he's bringing the Michas Oimer, V'Nitmas, and it became Tamei, Im Yesh Acheres, if there are other grain available that you could cut and grind to bring the carbon Oimer, Oimer Loi Havei, Acheres Tateh, we tell him, bring a different one. Vimla, and even though explain Tosfos that there's a rule of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that if it's B'Tzibur and they come Tamei, it's Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but points out Tosfos that we only rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur reluctantly. And if we could avoid doing it B'Tumah, of course we should do whatever we can. So, Aymrim Loi Havei Acheres Tachteh, bring another one. Vimlav, but if there is no other stalks to use, no grain to use, I'm going to have a kayach stoik. Be quiet, because as we just said, tumahut b'tzibur, and bring the carbon b'tumah. But don't make an announcement about it. Why don't make an announcement about it, says Rebbe? Because people will believe that all carbon mincha can be brought b'tumah, which of course is not true. Only the carbon oimer, carbon tzibur, can be brought b'tumah. Even if he has other grain, you should bring the one that's tamei. Since this oimer, it's already the 16th by day, that means it wasn't cut properly, is possible. So we see from this brisa that we have a machlokes of Elazar of Shimon and Rebbe, if michas oimer that was cut by day may be used or not. And that's what the Gemara is suggesting. There's the machlok between our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe. The Rebbe says the Niktzav B'yoyim is kosher. The Mishnah Masechta Megillah says that Niktzav B'yoyim is possible. We'll be following the opinion of a Rebbe, we'll be following the opinion of Rav Elazar B'Shimon. So here the Gemara used a very interesting expression. He said, sometimes that it's better not to talk. And really, this concept is well learned from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. There are two ways of the letter pei being written. One, it's open, and one, it's closed. And we learn from this, sometimes you should open your mouth, and sometimes it's better to not say something. And the Sefer Chashukei Chemed has a very serious discussion when is it better to talk, and sometimes it's better that not to answer a question. One has to be able to discern where, if you're going to say something, what are the repercussions? What are the repercussions of what you're saying? First consideration of the lacha considerations, obviously. The other concern is not just a halacha concern, although we can't belittle that type of a concern, but the other concern is that when you talk sometimes, it could cause people to be embarrassed. And that's also something to take into consideration before you make a decision, should you or not say something or not. Says the Gemara, so we are now learning that the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, and our Gemara has brought a proof to that as well, are of the opinion that one should not do Ktziras Omer by day. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that says that you can't cut the Omer by day, they can't cut the Omer by day under any circumstances. Says the Gemara, B'shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shel Aviv Omri. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon was following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who Rabbi Kiva was the Rebbe of Rav Shimon, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon's father. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis teaches us that after the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were nifter, the world was desolate until Rabbi Kiva came and taught Torah to new Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and that refreshed, they brought back Torah. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos says, as we mentioned earlier, the machlokes that machshirei mila, parts of the bris mila that you could have done before Shabbos, may you do it on Shabbos or not? And it's important to point out that even Rabbi Elazar agrees that if you could have done it before Shabbos, you should do before Shabbos. The discussion here is, if you didn't do it before Shabbos, may you do it on Shabbos. So it says there, klal amar Rabbi Kiva, anything that could have been done before Shabbos, any doiches of Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, says the Gemara follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Savala, and he also holds Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel, the Amak Tziris Oimer Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's doiches of Shabbos. The Tanan, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, the Pasuk says, Becharash Bekotza Tishbais, regarding Shabbos, and the Torah is saying, Mach Chorosh Rishos, there's never a case where plowing a field is a mitzvah. And so, therefore, it can never be done on Shabbos. Af Kotzer, what kind of cutting may not be done on Shabbos, harvesting? Something which is a Dvar Rishos, something which is not required. Yotzek Tzir Omer, when we talk about the mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah, and since it's a mitzvah, it's doicha Shabbos. And therefore, even if you could find ready-cut grain, don't use the ready-cut grain, but cut grain for the mitzvah. But now makes the Mara the point. If we're going to say that the omer was cut improperly, it's kosher, so now we're going to ask a question. Am I doicha Shabbos? Why would we allow it to be Mechal Shabbos? Why is this not considered a mitzvah Shef Shalat Soysa, Merav Shabbos? And therefore, the halacha ought to be Nitzrei, Merav Shabbos. Why don't we cut the grain from before Shabbos? Is the Raya, Elamid Dachi Shabbos, The fact that we allow to cut the Omer on Shabbos, Shmamina, Nixa Shloikum Mitzasai, we see that if it's not cut properly, that means you can't cut it before, you have to cut it on Shabbos. So similarly, that just like the mitzvah requires that it be cut on the second day of Pesach, and you can't cut it before, similarly, the halacha is that you have to cut it before, you have to cut it on at night, and that's when you have a right to cut it on Shabbos, not if you're cutting it by day. Derma in Yerideya, Simon Reis Samach Beis Sif Al says that if somebody did a bris milah by night, they have to do hatov stam bris. We have to make a little cut by the makom milah, and that halacha is malo taches b'yoyim. But if you did it before the 8 day, you yoytze. The Shach, however, says that from our Gemara, we actually will see that if you made the bris before the 8 day, then it's not acceptable. Because if our Gemara says that if you could do something before Shabbos, then you have no right to do it on Shabbos. So if the halacha would be that a bris that was done before the 8 day, but the evidence acceptable, we would have no right to do the bris on Shabbos. Just like if the halacha would be that you're allowed to cut the omer before Shabbos, before the second day of Pesach, we would not be allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So we see from here that doing anything before the right time, says the Shach, not like the Ramah, will disqualify the bris. There are those that differentiate. Because if you cut the omer before, it could still be fixed, cut at the right time. But once you did the bris, you can't do a bris a second time. I had toughest time bris. Had toughest time bris is not a real milah. And therefore, the two situations are not the same. Ask the Gemara, the Rebbe Lav Talmid Reb Shimon, he says the Gemara, was Rebbe not also Talmid Reb Shimon? Ask the Gemara, Vatanu, didn't we learn a brisa? When we learned Torah by Rav Shimon in the city of Tekoa, we would bring him oil to anoint himself, and we would bring a towel, according to Rav Shimon, all of these are considered one Rishus, and anything that's in that Rishus can be carried throughout the Rishus, Mikafel Kafa Acher, Achar Nemegil and Mayan Shana Rachzabai, and that's how we were able to deliver it to where he was washing. So we see from here, the Rebbe was a Talmud Rabbi Shimon, who was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he ought to follow the opinion of Akiva, that anything that can be done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. So how do we understand that the Omer, he says, that was cut improperly is kosher, so why can we cut the Omer according to him on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Rebbe holds like a different opinion Rav Shimon stated. There's a special halacha to always do a mitzvah at the proper time. Why? Burning the fats and limbs of a carbon, Sherem kol laila, can be burnt the whole night after you brought the carbon. So still, the carbonists that were brought on Shabbos, they didn't wait till the night, they burnt them on Shabbos. So we see that even though a mitzvah could be performed without any chil Shabbos, if the cost of doing so is not doing the mitzvah properly, then we may not do so. So here too, even though Rebbe holds that the Tziras HaOmer could be done, if the Tziras HaOmer was done before the second day of Pesach, the halacha still is that we should still, and therefore we have a very legitimate question. So how can we do it on Shabbos? Why is this different than anything Rabbi Akiva said, that anything you can do before Shabbos, don't do on Shabbos? That's only if it's not a violation of the halacha of mitzvah b'shata. But when we speak about mitzvah b'shata, that's a whole new category. I did see an interesting question amongst the Achrayim. When the Gemara now established that there's a concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shata, is that including the concept as reason, nagdim la mitzvah, shui mitzvah la mashinin, we never delay? Or is this a whole separate concept that we have to always try to do the mitzvah as prescribed? And actually the Tzlach says that chaviva mitzvah b'shata is a concept that we should always try to do the mitzvah properly. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon HaShmilei, didn't he also hear this concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shata? So how could he say that the Ketzirus Oim is Doicha Shabbos? Ella, well, what must we say that he heard this halacha, but we can't learn from there because Hektach Halavim and Ketzirus Oim are not the same. Shani Hassam, when we speak about Hektach Halavim, so the question is, why would he not allow us to cut the Oimer on Yontif, on Shabbos, if there's a concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata? Shani Hassam Shrei Doch Shritas Shabbos. When we speak about burning the fats of a carbon, we're talking about a carbon that was born on Shabbos, that the shechita was done on Shabbos. So once we were ready mechal Shabbos, and for that, we could continue doing hektach halavim ve'evarim. However, if the halacha is that ktsiras ha'omer is possible by day, and the halacha is that you're supposed to do it by night, if you did it by day, you don't have the concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shata. So ask the Rebbe Hakinami that if that's the case, the reason Rebbe allowed hektach halavim is the hosm shchita doch shchita shabbos, and that's the reason, not because chaviva mitzvah b'shata. So back to our original question: why does Rebbe allow tziras ha'omer to be done on Shabbos? He should do it before. El Ksava Rabbi says the Gemara, and Rebbe is of the opinion tziras ha'omer l'dachi Shabbos, and therefore anything that we could done before Shabbos should not be done on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara v'loy. Does Rebbe not hold that the Ketzirus Oimer should be done on Shabbos? For Tanan, we learned at the beginning of this perek that the Mishnah taught us, the first Mishnah, that if the second day of Pesach comes on during the week, they would cut 5 saw grain. And if it was on Shabbos, they only cut 3. The Chum Oimerim, the opinion of Chum was that it doesn't make a difference, Echad Shabbos, Echad Chol, whether it's Shabbos or weekday, Mishal Shaiba. So we see that Ketzirus Oimer is Doicha Shabbos. The only question is, under what form? And it says, the Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is that there is no heter to cut it on Shabbos because you could do it before Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. We also learned, the Mishnah quoted, Rechanina Sagan HaKahanim, that if the 16th day during the week, they cut with 3 people, holding 3 sickles, and they put it into 3 baskets. If it was on Shabbos, only 1 person cut it with 1 sickle and 1 basket. They said it doesn't make a difference Shabbos or during the week. We always cut the oimer b'shalosh kupos with 3 people, b'shalosh kupos with 3 baskets, b'shalosh magalos. So we see that everybody agrees that you can do it on Shabbos. How can you say the Rebbe says no? Again, says the Gemara, the like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, we learned early in our perek, on Daf Samachay, the person who was cutting the Omer would ask a series of questions. Over Shabbos, and on Shabbos we learned, they would say, Omer Shabbosu. They would say, he would ask, it's Shabbos, and am I allowed to cut? And they would tell him, yes. Again, says the Gemara, the like Rebbe. That is a found opinion of Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Niksa B'yoyim Kosher. The Shtoichas Shabbos, the Mishnah says that cutting Daimer is Doichas Shabbos. Man Shamet Le Daimer Niksa B'yoyim Kosher. Who's the man Daimer that says that if you cut the Daimer before, the halacha is that you could, it's Kosher, it's Rebbe. Our Mishnah obviously is following the opinion of Rebbe, and yet the Mishnah says Doichas Shabbos. My love, look, Tzira. Doesn't the Mishnah mean to tell us that you're allowed to do Tzira on Shabbos? Not like we're saying it's Rebbe's opinion, says the Maloi. Rebbe holds you're never allowed to do Tzira Sa'imer on Shabbos. When the Mishnah says Doichel Shabbos, it's referring to bringing the carbon oimer on Shabbos. Avo, but now you're telling us, Lektzira, as far as cutting the oimer, that can't be done on Shabbos. Ask the Mavatanya, doesn't the Braisa say, Rebbe Oimer, Yidame Moshes Mi'ade Hashem Abnei Yisrael? And the question is, Ma Tamal Oimer, what is the Pasuk coming to teach us? Says the Braisa, Lufish Lo'ilamanu Ela Tamid V'Pesach, Shnama M'Me'adoi. We only know that the Tamid, the Kamed Tamid, and the Kamed Pesach can be brought on Shabbos. Shnama Ben M'Me'adoi. And we learn M'Me'adoi from that word we learn, that a Filo B'Shabbos, V'Filo B'Me'adoi, V'Filo B'Tumma. Shak had brought a Tzibur M'Nayim. How do we know that that's the Lach by all Kamed Tzibur, that they can be brought on Shabbos and they can be brought B'Tumma? Tamaloyma, the Pasuk says, in the Mesofim of the Yom Tovim, Pashas Pinchas, Elu Tas Lashem B'mayidechem. And from here we learn that all Kabban Tzibur are Doicha Shabbos. Nail Rabbis HaOymer, Bakarav Imai, that when they brought the Oymer and they used to bring a Kevis together with the Oymer, or the Shtei Lechem that we've been speaking about, Shvuas, the Kar Imayim, they used to bring Kifsi at Saras, how do we know that we could bring them on Shabbos? Tamalam V'Yidav Moshes Me'adei Hashem. Hakasu Kave Me'ya Me'adam L'Kulam, that all of them are the same, and all of them, the halacha is that you could bring them on Shabbos. So the Rashba asks a question. If we now have this word of Me'adechem, that you could bring all Kabbanos on Shabbos, all Kabbanos Tzibur, so why do we have to have a special Pasuk for Pesach and Tamid? They're included in B'mayadeichem. So the Rashba answers, if the Tosuk would not have said B'mayadeh by Tom and Pesach, we wouldn't explain B'mayadeichem that come to teach us that all Kabbanos could be brought on Shabbos with Tumma. We would say it means something else. Only after the Torah established B'mayadeh that we could bring the Pesach and Tumid on Shabbos, that leads us to say that all the other times it says this kind of word, it means you could bring them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, so now we said that the Shtei Alechem can be brought on Shabbos. And the question is, Lamai, what is the Torah teaching us with this? Ilam Lakrova, that you're allowed to bring Makrov the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos, Shtei Alechem Ne'akrovinenu. Ask them why they didn't do any Akrov with the Shtei Alechem. The Kahanim just waved them and ate them. El Pshitulin Tchinav Rakada, that you're allowed to grind and sift the flour for the Shtei Lechem, with the Kavasal Gaba Oimer, and will say regarding the Oimer, Linyak Tzira, the Vekadachi Shabbos. So we see that Rebbe himself agrees that the Oimer is Doicha Shabbos. So how can we say that Rebbe only allows us to bring the carbon Oimer, but not cut? Says the Gemara Loi. Oimer Lakrova. When we speak about the Oimer, the halacha is you could. The cutting can be done before Shabbos, and that's why Rebbe doesn't allow it to be done on Shabbos. Only that krov of the Oimer can be done on Shabbos. Shtei Lechem, but when it comes to Shtei Lechem, there that fear can be done on Shabbos. Why? Says the Rebbe, because Kosovo Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is the Tana Mekadosh. The Tana is a klisharis, and anything prepared in the klisharis becomes Kaddish, and therefore, Ofalam Esmol, if you cook bake it from before Yontif, Ifslei Belina becomes Pasul. That's why even though the Oimer you could cut before and nothing will happen, it doesn't have any effect on the barley. But you can't bake the Shtei Lechem before. Ask the Gemara of Sover Rebbe Shtan Makadosh. Is it Rebbe's opinion that anything that's put into that clay shoris, is Makadosh? For Tanya, ask the Gemara, the Braisa says, Kifzei Yetzeres, Ein Makdishim, it's Alechem El B'Shchita. The Kifzei Yetzeres don't become Kaddish, only the Kifzei Yetzeres we learned earlier in our Masechta, Amekad Adaf Mem Zayin, Amekadish the Lechem, only by the Shchita of the Kifzei Yetzeres. And that's when the Shtei Lechem became Kaddish. And the Mishnah explained itself. Shachtam L'Shman, if you brought the Kifzei Yetzeres properly, and Zorg Dom L'Shman, and then you did the Zrik Sadam of the Kifzei Yetzeres properly, Kidei Shalechem. And because since you did the Kifzei Yetzeres properly, it's Mekadosh the Lechem. However, Shachtim Shaloi L'Shman, if the Shechita was done improperly, Sarg Damish Lay Lishman, like Kedish Alechem, then the Shtay Alechem don't become Kaddish, because the Kifse Yetzeres were not brought properly. Shachtan Lishman, if the Shchit of the Kifse Yetzeres was done properly, the Zarg Damish Lishman, the Zrik was done improperly, the Loch is Halachem Kaddish Vayne Kaddish, in sort of in a middle type of situation. Divi Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar Shimon Amin Loyalim Kaddish, no. But what we see that it's the shechit of the kifzei atzeres and the zrik stam of the kifzei atzeres that are mekadosh the lechem, not the baking. And it's the Gemara Amar of Shnachma Yitzchak hukfa loyoku kamer. What it means to say is that the shechita and the zrika are essential, but that doesn't mean that the baking them in the tanner is not. Everything is essential. And since everything is part of the essentiality of bringing this carbon, that's why the halacha is that if you didn't do it, then the halacha is the carbon is possible. And that's why the shtei lechem are possible. And that's why there is no option, even according to Rebbe, to bake the shtei lechem before Shavuos, because it would be possible overnight. But by the Omer, Rebbe says, you can't cut it before. Since you can cut it before, you have no right to cut it on Shabbos. Anything that can be done before Shabbos, Rebbe, following the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, does not allow to be done on Shabbos. Hanulach Rebbe Shmuel, Hanulach Rebbe Shmuel, Hanulach Rebbe Shmuel. Says the Mishnah Ve'elam Menachos Matzos, the following carbon minchas, we take off the kamitza, the shirayim lekehanim, and the shirayim are given to the kehanim for eating. Michas asoilus, that's the michas asoilus, was made out of flour and was not baked prior. It was not baked prior to the kamitza. The kamitza was taken while it was still flour. There is a machloikis. What does that mean? Does it mean it was taken with still flour, as I just said? Or some suggest it was taken when it was a dough, but not yet baked. Hamachfas or macheshes, we spoke about kavim minchas that are fried, either in a machfas as a frying pan, or macheshes is a deep fryer, vachals for a kikin, as we have discussed, that by minchas mafa, you have a choice to bring either chalas or rikikin. Chalas is like a baked loaf. A rikikin is like a wafer that is smeared with oil. Michas of the kachav, michas nasha, michas oimer, or michas chayta. All of these are situations where the carbon, the kamitza, is put on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon is eaten by the kahanim. All of these are the same situation. Michas chayta, as we learned, is a person made an improper shvua, or he entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was tamei, or he ate kachin when he was tamei. The Torah Kedoshah tells us that if he could afford it, he brings animals of karmel chattis. If he can't, he should bring two birds, one as a oil, one as a chattis. And if he can't afford that, then the halacha is that you bring a carbon minchas chayta. The halacha of minchas chayta is only minchas chayta that was brought by Yisrael. A minchas chayta that is brought by a kohen, the halacha is completely burnt. Rav Shimon Omer, minchas chayta shel kahanim, he held that even the minchas kohen of the kahanim, the kmetzes, is we take off kmitza, and the halacha is the kohen's karv la'atzmai, we put the kohen's on the mizbeach, b'shirayim, the shrine are put separately. There's a question, what does it mean put separately? Some say that it's put on the Mizbeach, just like the Kaimitz is put on the Mizbeach, but it's not put on the same spot, not on the same spot. And others say it's put on the Tapuach. The Tapuach is the place where they kept the ash, and the ash was put there, and that's where we put the rest of the mincha of the kohen. And the Biskarov says, but that's a problem, because they has to get burnt. and the ash doesn't burn. And because of that, the Brisker Rav suggests a very big chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah, the Brisker Rav says there was obviously in this place, the tapuach on the mizbeach where they put the ash, there was a fire there also. Amar paper kolech the tanan, wherever our Mishnah says minchas es tanan. So that we talk about 10 types, says the Gemara of Kavan Mincha. My Kamashmalon, what is he teaching us? Lefukar of Shimon, Domar. Rav Shimon says that we said before the Michas Mafataner can either be Chalas or Rikikin. So the Tanakama holds, you could choose to bring Chalas, 10. You could choose to bring 10 Rikikin. But you can't do a combination. But Rav Shimon holds Mechsa Chala, Mechsa Rikikin. You could do a combination of Chalas and Rikikin. So that would add 11 type. Kamash Malon, the loy, that you can't bring Chalas or Rikikin. You could, that would be 11 type. And we don't, there isn't such a type of a carbon mincha. There's only all Chala, there's either all Chala or Rikikin. There is a different girsa in this Gemara, and that is, that girsa explains that the when you do this, you have, you always bring 10 loaves and not any other number. But according to Shimon, it isn't always 10 loaves because it could be a combination sometimes of Chalas or Rikikin. So you don't have 10, according to Shimon, of one type.